Good morning, everyone. Mary Griffith Show underway. The second Thursday of the month means it's time to say good morning to Michelle Terwelp with the Quincy Family YMCA. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mary.
She's afraid of me like everyone is because I have a slight cold. This program is brought to you by Culligan. Remember, whatever your water problem, Culligan has a system to take care of it. If you need a free water analysis, just go to CulliganHannibal.com. Well, it's always busy around the first of the year for the YMCA. How did your Super Bowl Sunday free workouts go?
Oh, it went great. We had such a good crowd. We had over 100 people come and take advantage of that free workout and, you know, the 17 classes and everything. It was a great turnout. So great day all in all.
So now we're into the month of February, and we know that a lot of people that were great warriors in January on that New Year's resolution are starting to lose their oomph in February. And one of the ways to make it easier to keep on your program is to share with a friend, to go work out with a friend, to swim with a friend, to walk the track with a friend. So you've got to share the love movement going here, and I love it. It says, eat, train with friends, sleep, and repeat. Let's talk about this, because people who are members of the Y can invite maybe their friends who are not members to come work out with them and see what the Y is all about.
Yes, that's right. All month long in February, we're sharing the love of the YMCA. Members get to bring non-member friends as guests. Any friends, family members that are not members, please bring them as a guest and show them what the Y is all about. You can bring them to classes, use the wellness center, swim in the pool, all kinds of things like that. And, you know, if you're a non-member and you know of a friend that is you've been thinking about joining the Y and have a friend that is a member, go with them and check it out. We'll give you a full tour, show you everything the Y has to offer, and it's just a great way just to experience the Y.
Yeah, this would be great because, you know, a lot of times, you know, maybe there's a buddy that is a pal of yours. I know guys like to do things together. You know, they don't want to sit and watch Hallmark movies, but they like to do things together. So, you know, maybe it's been a while since you and your buddy have lifted weights. Bring back that old high school drama, who can lift the most, or, well, you know, remember back in the day when you could lift your own weight?
Right.
When you were, you know, when you weighed 100 pounds, you could lift 100 pounds.
Exactly, you could lift your own weight.
If you could lift 300 pounds now, we don't want to know about it, but free guest pass for every family member or friend you bring with you to the Y during the month of February. And then if that friend or family member decides they want to join the Y, you get a month free and they get to join the Y with no joiner fee.
Yes, they get no joiner fee. And actually, you both get 1 month free.
Wow.
So their friend will get their first month free and you will also get a month free. So it's a win-win for both of you.
It sounds great. So a lot of times I think people are not aware that when you have a Y membership, you are allowed in February, you can have as many as you want, but throughout the year, if you're a Y member, you have a certain number of guest passes. So like, you know, if a family member's home visiting, they can get a guest pass, or maybe you've got a special event and you want to bring a couple of kids to the swimming pool with your own child. There are guest passes available throughout the year.
Yes, you do get guest passes all year. Family members get, family memberships, I'm sorry, get 12 a year, and adult memberships get 6. So you can always bring a friend. We just really focus on it in February to keep those people motivated and stick with us throughout the year, hopefully.
The other thing that we don't talk about enough, but I think a lot of Y members know this, if I'm a member of the Quincy YMCA, and let's say I'm down in Dallas, Texas, I can call the Y down there and see if they honor the reciprocity of my Y membership being universal. So
that's right. The Quincy Y just recently took on nationwide membership. So there's over 885 YMCAs across the United States that are participating. So you can go just check before you're going on vacation or business or whatnot and see if they take part in it. So
yeah, because a lot of times people let their exercise routine go downhill while they're on vacation. Unless they're staying at a hotel that has a fitness center.
Right.
And nobody has a fitness center as good as the Y, no matter how good that hotel
that's
is.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, you can't always find a pool to go swimming in if you're staying at a hotel that doesn't have a pool. So remember that when you join the Y in Quincy, you're joining the Y at over 850 other locations throughout the United States. So that is an exciting aspect of it. And if you're a Y member, your guests come free with you all this month of February. Speaking of swimming, you have to sink. This is the only time you're in the pool that you want to sink, and that's when you're getting certified for scuba diving. And the interesting aspect about scuba diving is people are buoyant, and the more buoyant you are, you have to wear a weight belt, actually, to keep you down on the bottom.
That's
so
right.
It's kind of funny, you know, the old jokes about Mae West and why they call the life jacket a Mae West is because it's a flotation device. If you are a little bit higher percentage of body fat, you will kind of automatically float up to the top. And that's why, you know, we joke about babies, but babies are kind of fat. And if you can just teach an infant how to roll over and float on their back, they can kind of save themselves, even though they don't really know what they're doing.
Right.
because they'll just float around in the buoyancy. So you've got scuba diving lessons, and this is really cool. It's going to start March 1st, and it's Thursday evenings from 6 to 9, 3 hours. Half of it is a lecture, and half of it's in the pool,
yes,
learning how to scuba dive.
Yes, you're learning the basic fundamentals of scuba diving with the mask, the breathing, you know, going underwater, stuff like that, basically to get you ready for part two, which is taking you out into the water and trying scuba diving. The deadline for that is coming up. We did set a deadline of February 25th because we need to let the instructor know. So
okay, so do that by February 25th. Now, the cost is $140 per person, and you have to bring, you know, you have to wear your swimsuit.
Right.
But as far as the tank and all that, that's all being provided,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, this is a way to decide, do I want to do this? Can I do this? And then when you go on vacation, you can be certified. A lot of people think you just walk out, you know, in the Bahamas or in Mexico and get on a boat and they take you out and you go scuba diving in the ocean right away.
You have to have training.
You have to have lessons first. So why not take your lessons
do it here before you get on your trip?
Because I took my lessons in the Bahamas and they were fun, but what a waste of my time and energy.
Right. It takes a couple of days out of your vacation.
Yeah, we had fun, but you know, and then when I went into the ocean, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, I wish I was doing 3 days of this instead of 2 days in the dive tank and only 1 day
right
out in the ocean. So get yourself certified. It's only $140 per person. There will be an open water training dive. You'll go out to, Siloam Springs?
Siloam Springs. They can go down to Merrimack. I'm trying to think where else. Local natural.
What about Mark Twain Lake? Is that too muddy?
No, I think you can do Mark Twain Lake as well.
Yeah.
So.
You probably won't see any sharks or any coral reefs there. But so if you have always wanted to go scuba diving, you have to be certified to do it. Part one is Thursday evening, 6 to 9, from March 1st to April 5th. And then part two is based totally on your schedule, when you will go out on an open water training dive done on two different days. And that is $330 per person. And they'll give you the wetsuit and the mask and the snorkel and the fins. And, you know, you can't learn it any cheaper than that. So mark your calendars now, because you only have until, February
23rd? February 25th.
February 25th is the deadline. Okay. Let's move into March with a few activities. Volleyball is back. The John Flays Memorial Volleyball Tournament, Saturday, March 10th. Volleyball, very popular recreational sport at the Y. Tell us about this, please, Michelle Turwell.
Yes, so we're on our 7th annual John Flays Memorial Volleyball Tournament. It's all the proceeds go to benefit our annual campaign that is kicking off here in the next couple of weeks. The money that we raise through our campaign goes back into all of our programs at the YMCA. Anyone that can't afford them due to we provide financial assistance. So this is just a great way to have fun and give back to the community. We have a rec side and a power side, so all for all levels. It is limited to the first 16 teams, but games start at 9, and it's only $120 per team. So
okay. So co-ed recreational and co-ed power, and it's a double elimination tournament, so you'll at least get to play twice. And, you know, it's kind of intriguing. People get very, very interested in volleyball after the Summer Olympics. There's always a surge.
Right, there is.
And so, let's keep that going, because volleyball is a fun sport. And frankly, especially if you go down to a recreational league, it's a sport you can play into your middle age and old age.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You can, with co-ed leagues, you know, you don't have to worry. You can go out as couples or whatever and, you know, just have a lot of fun, play a few rounds of volleyball, and then whatever social activity afterwards. Hydration is important. So the deadline for entry for this is Friday, March 2nd, for the Saturday, March 10th, John Flays Memorial Volleyball Tournament. The cost is just $120 per team, and of course you can sign up at QuincyYMCA.net or call them at 222-YMCA. One of the biggies coming up, the Turkey Run. Everybody knows the Y for the Turkey Run, but the Y is also known for the St. Patrick's Day Fun Run and Walk, put on by Kelly's and by their affiliates, the Abbey, the Tower, and Gem City Pizzeria, and of course Budweiser. And this is has grown in popularity every year. This year it's on Sunday, March 11th. So those who have not been, let's talk about the Kelly St. Patrick's Day Fun Run Walk.
Well, this is actually a new adventure for us. We were approached this year to take this over, so we're doing it as a fundraiser for our Dolphin Swim Team. They are going to be kind of running in the event with the help of a few of our, you know, directors there at the Y, but it's just a great, it's a fun event. It's a fun run. So people dress in green from head to toe and get to do a little 5K run and then come back and enjoy the rest of their St. Patrick's Day festivities.
At Kelly's or, at, you know, wherever else you'd like to go. But since the run begins and ends at Kelly's and they sponsor it, it's always a good time.
Right. A lot of people stay, you know, have lunch and stuff like that. So it's a great time. There's, you know, the race starts at 9:15. It's only $25 in advance, 30 the day of, but there's medals for several different divisions and stuff like that. Bring the kids, strollers are welcome, stuff like that. So, you know, get signed up at the Y.
Those who are really competitive, there'll be a 5K run and you'll set them off first.
They'll go first.
And then there's also, you know, a 5K walk, or if you can't walk 5K, you can go down and turn around whenever you want. You know your way back home. This is a relatively flat course because you're basically running what, up and down Main Street?
Yes. So you go out of Kelly's, turn right down 30th, and you go out Main to 48th and back, or to Flynn, you know, to back and back. So it's pretty flat, just a few hills there by the Y, and then when you come back up the finish line, the hill.
From Tangerine Bowl to the Y is a hill.
Yes.
And then up to Kelly's.
Up to Kelly's. 30th is a little bit of a hill.
You know, it's funny. When you're going down, it doesn't seem to bother you at all. But on the way back up, that is that little incline.
And especially to finish with a hill.
Now, I guess I always thought you were part of this, but this is something that you're now joining. This St. Patrick's Day run has been going on forever.
Yes. It used to be the YWCA.
Oh, okay.
And they were doing too many fundraisers here at the beginning of the year, so they turned it over to us. And so now we are a new partner with it, and we're very excited about it and just glad it's going to help out our swim team kids.
That is great, because the swim team, again, you know, every year when there's Olympics, we get excited about swimming, and no swimming in the Winter Olympics, but that's okay. The Quincy Family YMCA Dolphins Swim Team, children as young as 5 and as old as 21 are welcome to be on the team, and all ability levels are welcome. You practice weekly, and then you participate in the meets. And talk a little bit about swim team, because Quincy for years was known as the home of Olympic swimmers, you know.
Right.
Nicole Kramer and my cousin Sue Laws and several people from Quincy kind of made it big or semi-big in the swimming world. And Sheridan Swim Club was a big part of that. And the Quincy Family YMCA also wants to give kids another avenue to explore becoming a better competitive swimmer. And this can help you if you want to be on the high school team or if you want to swim in college.
Right, definitely. You know, swimming is an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. With our swim team, you know, swimmers get to compete against themselves and other teammates. They try to improve their swim times, and, you know, a lot of them have continued on through high school. We even had last year a swimmer go off to college swimming, but it's just a great way, you know, with that teamwork aspect. Not everybody has played softball, basketball, volleyball, stuff like that. It's just a different sport for kids. If they progress through our swim lessons, they can graduate directly into swim team. Our swim lesson program is set up to graduate them directly to the swim team. But it is for all ages and abilities, 5 through 21. And it doesn't take much to become part of a swim team. All you got to do is be able to swim 25 meters of the pool. And so, I mean, it's very easy. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't do that. But it is very easy to become on swim team. And we have several different groups. There's 4 different groups. So you start out at the beginner level, and then you advance up through progression through the swim team and practice and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's akin to, you know, nobody says, oh, my 6-year-old can't play basketball because he or she doesn't know how. We understand you're going to teach them how.
Right, yes, we will teach them
how
to do
this. Same way with flag football. It's like, oh, my kid doesn't know how to do that, so they can't belong. No, this is an introductory program. Now, as the years progress, the child progresses in skill and ability, and that is there. The program grows with them. But if you've got a child that wants the great thing about swimming is it's hard to get people together to play football, and it's hard to find a basketball team when you're 40 years old. But go out to the Y on any given morning, especially, or any time of the day, and there's always somebody swimming laps for
help. There is, always.
And really, with the obesity problem that young kids have today, getting them in the water and getting them active and moving with their arms and legs and their torso being involved, There are few things you can do that are as healthy as swimming, because it also is not hard on your joints.
Exactly, yes. You know, I mean, I hate to think that children have problems with that, but, you know, as like as you get older, it is a lot easier on your joints, and, you know, it takes that pressure off and stuff like that. So it's a great exercise. You know, swimmers are very fit. So it's just a great way to stay active, you know, all throughout your life, beginning with swimming.
Okay, now tell me about the coaching. Who does the coaching on this? Are these volunteers? Are these paid coaches?
This is a paid coach. We have a full-time paid coach, Casey Grave. She's been in the swim team coach for about a little over a year now. She does great with the kids. She is a swimmer. She swam in high school and college as well, so she is great with the program, knows exactly, you know, what it takes to be on swim team. So we've done great with it. We have a little over 40 kids on the swim team right now, and we're always looking to grow the program.
Okay. If you want to be a member of the swim team, does it pretty much – when do you start? Does it kind of, you can come in any time, or is there an entry point?
You can start at any time. They're wrapping up their short course season, I guess they call it. They're getting ready. They have two more meets this year, and then they go to districts, and then state is in March. So they will, but then in April, they will be, or in May, I'm sorry, they'll be starting preparing for the summer season. But it doesn't hurt. You can get in right now and at least start practicing with the team and stuff like that. You won't be able to do the meets,
right,
the next four meets, but they can do the summer meets that are coming up.
But they can also see how excited kids are to train for the meet.
Right,
so,
yes.
You know, your kid may not be there yet, but if you get them started today, mm-hmm, they might be there for summer.
Right.
So
yes,
it's just, again, nobody is judging them if they don't progress. You know, Susie and Johnny are not going to progress at the same rate. And
exactly,
one's going to have a better backstroke, and one's going to have a better butterfly, and this is all going to take part. The thing about being on swim team, unless you're in the medley, It's an individual sport in a way, but you're with a team.
But you're with a team. Mm-hmm.
The great thing about it is, you know, unless you're on the medley, nobody is going to chastise you for being the weak link.
That's right.
And you're probably not going to be chosen for that until your ability level is up to that.
Right.
So you're going to basically be helping them swim better, swim stronger at their own ability level.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll join the meets at the, you'll help guide them so they're not getting, butchered, you know, you don't
right,
want your kid up against Michael Phelps Jr., you know, so that's great. So if you want to do that, it's Quincy YMCA swimteam.com or call the Y at 222-9622. And then, of course, we want to invite everyone to think about becoming a contributor to the Y annual campaign. Tell us about the kickoff and what's going to be happening.
We are getting ready to gear off our annual campaign kickoff coming up on March 3rd, starting our big fundraising campaign that funds our financial assistance program so that all people can enjoy the programs and services that we offer. We don't turn anyone away. So we have a kickoff event, party as you wish to call it, on March 3rd. It's a Saturday from 4 to 6 at Town and Country Inn and Suites. We're going to have drinks and hors d'oeuvres and kind of just have conversation about the Y. We'll be telling about our mission, speaking about our cause and what we do for our community and others. So it's just a great way to come learn about what the Y does for our community.
Okay. And the Y does a lot for our community. And remember, they do not turn any child away. Financial assistance is provided to all. Now, if a child misbehaves or if a child does not follow the code of behavior, the child may be asked to not come for a week. The
right,
child may be asked to perhaps not be on this basketball team and wait till next season if they can't control their emotions. But I just never will forget that time that somebody stood up in a public meeting and said there wasn't any money available at the Y for financial. And I was like, that can't be true.
Right,
and I called Michelle right away. I was on the phone to you right away. So do not ever, ever let a financial problem keep your child or your family from enjoying the Y, especially children's sports and children's youth activities. They want everyone to be there and to be a participant, and that includes summer camp, which, golly gee, it's only February, but summer camp's not that far
away. We're getting ready to launch summer camp here soon, so.
Okay, 222-YMCA for any information, or YMCA.net for more information about the Quincy Family YMCA. Thank you so very much, Michelle. I'll see you next month.
Thank you. Sounds
month.
Good.
Coming up, the chief of police is here. If he doesn't have a warrant for my arrest, I consider it a good day. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Go to CulliganHannibal.com for a free water analysis. Thanks to Culligan for sponsoring the Mary Griffith Show. We do appreciate that. We are turning our attention now to Quincy's chief of police. I'm not going to ask him about crime statistics or anything like that. I'm going to ask him the simplest question I've ever asked anyone in law enforcement. Are you nuts?
Some people believe I am, yes.
Get right up to that microphone, Rob. The reason I ask that is because For multiple years, you have participated in what is called the Polar Super Plunge, the Super Polar Plunge, to benefit Special Olympics. And Special Olympics, near and dear to the hearts of law enforcement officers everywhere. This is something that you are doing, not locally. There is a local Polar Plunge, and we'll talk about that. But you go up to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and voluntarily, not once, but 24 times, jump into Lake Michigan.
That's right. The Super Plunge started in 2006. I've been doing it only 4 years. You're right. You jump in once an hour, every hour for 24 hours.
See, I can see doing it once because then it's over and then mm-hmm. you go get warm. But how do you have the fortitude? Because like after about time six, I would say, I know that I'm not going to really fully recover before I have to do this again. Has anybody ever given up?
No. The times that I've been there, I've not seen that happen. And I tell you, the ones in the middle of the night, they're pretty tough. You're just
yeah.
getting a little rest, and the alarm goes off, and you get up, and you trudge out into the cold. But what keeps you going is knowing it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. And you are going to be doing this on February 16th and 17th. And yes, it is 2 days because it is a 24-hour event where you and others will be literally jumping into the icy waters of Lake Michigan. Now, we can hope that there'll be a little bit of a warming trend next week. But by and large, there's ice on Lake Michigan. So
yes, what they typically have to do, on some years they're fortunate and there's not that much ice and you can run right into the lake. What we'll probably have to do this year, I'm sure they'll have a backhoe there, cut a hole in the ice on the beach so it gives us an area to plunge.
And do you have to go in up to your neck? What's considered a plunge?
There are some people that just run through and don't go down past their waist. Most of the people involved go all the way under.
Wow.
Maybe not every time, but most times.
And what is the Rob Copley method?
I go completely under the water most times. Some of those in the middle of the night, I may just wade in up to my waist, up to my shoulders, and get out. But most times, I will go completely under.
It's kind of intriguing because mathematically, the water could be warmer than the air. So actually
yes.
going into the lake, it's not that, even though obviously it's shocking and the water is cold, if there's ice on the surface, you know the water is cold, but it's when you get back out. Jumping in mm-hmm. isn't really the problem. It's getting back out and
exactly.
then doing it again.
Exactly. I tell you, the coldest thing is the plastic porta potties.
Can't you just do it while you're in there, Chief?
Well, that wouldn't be
Are you
nice.
The kid that pees in the...
No,
listen, I would be the kid that pees in the swimming pool. I'm sorry, Lake Michigan can dilute it all at once. So you have to raise a certain amount of money to be eligible for this.
That's
and
right.
this is going to be happening at Northwestern University's beach up in Evanston, Illinois, where they will have to, depending on the conditions that day, cut a hole in the ice so the plungers can plunge down. It's like ice fishing for humans
mm-hmm.
and get pulled back out if they can't make it back out. But you have to raise a certain amount of money. And this is why you're here today, to try to get people who care about Special Olympics to support you and or write a check on your behalf. Tell us a little bit about what you have to do to be a super polar plunger.
To participate in the Super Plunge, you have to raise a minimum of $2,500. The last 3 years that I've done this, I've averaged $3,000 each year. Right now, I'm about halfway to that goal. I've got a week to go, and I'm about halfway there. So doing some quick math, if I get 50 people to give me $25, I'll make my goal.
And he'll be out of town and up there freezing, and
mm-hmm.
we won't go into, you know, who's mm-hmm. running the joint while you're gone.
Oh, I've got a good team. The deputy chiefs can take care of
them. I can imagine them saying, honey, I have to work this weekend because Copley's going to go up and jump in Lake Michigan a few times. So you've got to raise $2,500 mm-hmm. to go. You'd like to raise $3,000 or more.
Right.
What specifically does this money go to, Chief?
It goes to help the Special Olympians participate. Illinois Special Olympics is one of the best Special Olympics programs as far as the amount of money that goes actually towards Special Olympics. There's very little that goes toward administrative costs. In fact, I think it's one of the top Special Olympics organizations. It will go directly to the games, to the athletes, to help them participate, and that's what they love to do. That's what's so special about this to me is is when you get to see the Olympians, Special Olympians participate and see how they enjoy that. Win or lose, just participating is what they want, and it's worth it.
And if you've ever known Special Olympians and their coaches, it is all about participating, and it doesn't matter if they're over in Pyeongchang, whatever, Korea, participating, because the Paralympics and the Special Olympics will take place after the regular Olympics. They just want to go to a basketball tournament in Springfield. They just want to host a basketball tournament at Quincy University and play other Special Olympians from around the state. It's all about the participation and the feeling of inclusiveness. You know, we often forget that people who are Special Olympic athletes, in a way, they're childlike all their life. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter if you're 45 years old and you're a man, you still have the childlike zest and zeal to play on the basketball team or to play golf or to be with your friends, just the way we all remember our teenage years being. What more fun than to play baseball all together? You know?
Right, and a lot of times people think just of children when you talk about Special Olympics, but you're completely right. It's adults participating as well, and this means a lot to them.
It does mean a lot to them. So Special Olympics is very special. How can we, who do we make the check out to?
If you're going to write a check, make it out to Special Olympics Illinois. You can bring that or cash to the Quincy Police Department. Or you can go online. You can go to plungeillinois.com, click on Support a Polar Plunger, and search for my name, Robert Copley, and donate online.
Okay, Robert Copley online at that website again?
plungeillinois.com.
Boy, that could be for a lot of things political, but we won't go there. We also want to mention that there is a local polar plunge, and that will be happening on February 24th, Saturday. That's usually out at Mormon Lake, and so there'll probably be some other police officers participating in that, right?
Yeah, we have a team participating in that, and I also do the local plunge.
Oh, you do?
Unless it's on the same day, I usually come back in the week, next week, do the local plunge. It's a lot easier to go in once than it is 24 times, so.
If you get a cold, don't blame it on me. Blame it on the polar plunge, okay?
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, that's great. So, folks, if you want to be part of the local polar plunge, then you can make your plans for Saturday, February 24th. The funds raised will benefit the athletes of Special Olympics Illinois. The plunge begins at 10:30 in the morning. And if you need more information about that, again, go to plungeillinois.com or contact Heather Davis right here. She's very active and involved in Special Olympics. Her number is 322-7451, 322-7451. And, of course, all the proceeds pretty much stay here locally in Illinois to benefit these Special Olympics people. And thanks to law enforcement for doing so much of that. And we'll continue to plug that, and I hope you make it. This is probably, if you don't make it, Chief Copley, do they actually tell you you can't come to Chicago if you don't have $2,500 in here?
Well, they tell you that you can't do the 24 plunges. Uh-huh. If you don't have to have that exactly $2,500 at that time. You've got to have $1,500 to get in the door.
And then you call your friends if,
yeah, and they may not let you back out if you don't have it.
Okay,
but, so it's best important to have it on the day you show up. That way you're not worrying about it afterwards.
Okay, so help Chief Copley out. This is very dear to his heart, as are all Special Olympics athletes to all law enforcement officers. While I've got you here, first of all, I'm curious about your insignia that you wear over your nameplate there, Chief. Does every police officer wear that? What is that?
Those are our citation bars. They are they represent different awards that you get. There's, I believe, six or seven different awards.
Okay, so that's like your medals of honor there. Okay,
yes.
I was like, is that the American flag and some other flag? Are we involved in some kind of law enforcement trade office? See, this goes to show, whenever I interact with a police officer, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at, you know, his pencil writing my citation. Let's talk seriously about the need for police officers. You have put out a special call for women, minorities, different ethnic groups, people of different religious faiths. We need the diversity in the Quincy Police Department that matches the diversity of who you're policing.
Right.
We need Spanish speakers. We need everybody to be a police officer. How's it going? Because we're coming up on the deadline to apply this year to be part of the testing to see if you can go on to the academy.
I don't have an exact count on the number of applications or on the number of minority applications, but I understand that we are getting some good attention. We are getting some minority applicants, which is good. First of all, I want to say we will hire the best applicants, no matter who you are, what your background is. We will hire the best applicant. But it is important to any community to try and mirror the community that you are policing by race, ethnicity. That's a tough word to say.
Ethnicity.
Thank you. To make the community feel and trust you, that is very important. So I think that that's a goal that every department should strive for, and that's what we're doing. But again, just so there's no confusion, we'll hire the best candidate.
Right. It's not like, oh, we have 50 candidates. This one scored the lowest, but they're a black young
right.
man, so we're taking them. No, that's not it. They need the pool to be high
exactly.
so that high-quality candidates. And this job starts at about $50,000
right.
a year.
Right.
Now, obviously, you have to carry a gun and be willing to risk your life. So that tampers that $50,000 as a great salary. Because, you know, I know some people here that make that and they don't have to worry about getting killed. But it's kind of intriguing. This can be a really good career, especially in a smaller town where you're mm-hmm. going to do more community policing.
Right.
And so I would think that $50,000 starting wage would attract minority
yes,
and ethnic diversity.
The problem is nationwide. Law enforcement applicant numbers are down nationwide, so it's not just Quincy, it's not just the small communities. Everybody's seeing that. So we're not just seeing low minority turnouts, we're seeing low turnouts, period. And there's a lot of factors involved there. But you're right, working in a town like Quincy, Illinois, is a great place to do law enforcement. Yeah, we have crime, and we have some danger, and we have our fair share of those things, but we do have a good community and work well with the community.
So if you're interested, go to the City of Quincy website. There is an application there. There will be testing coming up in March. So just get your application in. You never know until you try. It kind of be interesting just to do it to see if you were physically fit enough to you know, do it. And also, you had a great turnout yesterday as the first police officer in Quincy to be killed in the line of duty, who also happened to be a Union Civil War veteran and an African-American, finally had his grave marked, and you had a nice ceremony there in Woodland Cemetery for William Billy Dallas. And the turnout for the police was fantastic, and that's just another way to show that you're all brothers in blue.
We are, and that was a very special ceremony, and I want to thank retired Officer Jim Ross for really driving that to get it done, and it was a long time coming. Officer Dallas was the first of five officers killed in the line of duty here in Quincy, and for he and his wife both not to have grave markers was wrong, and so I'm glad that that has taken place.
Okay, folks, go to Plunge, Illinois. What does it feel like? Describe what it feels like to come out of a warm bed and jump into the icy waters of Lake Michigan.
Well, the best word to say is cold.
You tighten up your skin, don't you, just a little bit. Okay,
yes.
Thanks a lot, Chief Copley.